Hello, and I appreciate everybody for getting on. I'll be quick here, give it about 2 or 3 minutes, just brief you on where I've been and what I've been doing to the level I can at this point, and then be glad to take everybody's questions. It's about 10:56 at night, Wednesday evening here in Afghanistan. As most of you know, it's my third trip over here. We've had a very full day today. We started this morning, early this morning in Kuwait, and have spent the rest of the day here. This trip started in Washington, D.C., where we had an opportunity to sit down early in the week with Secretary of Defense Leon Panetta, and also a wonderful visit with four-star General Frank Grass, the head of the National Guard Bureau. Very proud of that Fox High School graduate, Missourian, that's head of the NGB now, and look forward to working with him for his term there on the Joint Chiefs of Staff. Also, then we got to go over to Walter Reed Hospital, saw some of our wounded warriors there, and was really inspired by the team atmosphere and the competitive zeal that I saw from the folks that were there. Just really, really confident they're getting the kind of healthcare in a setting that's going to get them back to full function as quickly as possible. We arrived in Kuwait early Tuesday afternoon. Went up there and had a chance to visit some of our guardsmen there from the 935th Aviation Support Battalion in Springfield, and then the 35th Combat Aviation Brigade based in Sedalia. Both of those groups working in an important base there to make sure that our aircraft up and operating and moving throughout the theater. This morning we moved into Afghanistan. Have been to a number of forward operating bases. Today had the distinct honor at the 1138th Engineer Company. Most of you know that's out of Farmington and Fredericktown area, although they have folks from throughout that region that are there. They're road sweepers. It's tough work. They're the ones that are out there, doing the hard work to make sure that that folks get saved. And I had a great honor there, which was to swear in for extensions of their time serving our country. Six of our soldiers there, very proud to do that, and look forward to seeing them all get home safe and strong. We've been to a number of other forward operating bases today. Also had briefings from significant commanders throughout this area. We'll continue to do that. And the bottom line is that every time I'm here, I'm inspired by the 24/7 get it done attitude, and I'm confident that Missourians, as usual, are not hesitating to assist when called on, and quite frankly, lead here in this difficult theater. With that, I'll be glad to take any questions.
Thank you, Governor. Operator, if you would please give instructions on how the reporters can ask questions.
Absolutely. At this time, if you would like to ask a question, please press the star and one on your touch-tone telephone. Please keep in mind that you may remove yourself from the queue at any time by pressing the pound key. Once again, to ask a question, please press the star and one keys now. We will take our first question from the site of Elizabeth Crisp. Your line is open. Please go ahead.
Hi, Governor. Can you tell us a little bit about who you're with?
Well, we're here with a group of folks militarily, some other folks are with us. Those details, whatever the details can be released, will be released at the local level. But the bottom line is we've got a small but agile group moving around the theater here to make sure that we use our time efficiently to spend as much time as possible with Missouri soldiers, as well as getting briefed up by the leaders here about both the challenges in the region and how we're meeting those challenges.
Operator, we're ready for the next question, please.
Absolutely. Our next question will come from the side of Chris Blank. Your line is open. Please go ahead.
Governor, with this being your third trip to Afghanistan, what do you see as the most valuable aspect of those trips that you're able to bring back?
Well, I think there's three things. First of all, it is always good to recognize in person Missourians who are part of that small percentage that put themselves to the point of spear for our state and for our country. I think it's especially important with our National Guard members, the citizen soldiers who get called up out of their daily lives to come in and fight. Secondly, obviously, many issues about force strength, and in my role on the Council of Governors, we spend a fair amount of time working with the Department of Defense to make sure that force strength is adequate, that we have the force that's necessary, and that is divided around the country between Army, Air Force, Marines, Coast Guard, and that it's also that the reserve and guard units are spoken of strongly. And then the third reason here is to see America's power presented around the world. You know, it's always inspiring to see the values that our soldiers bring, not only and those include hard work. I mean, these folks don't get a day off here. I mean, it's always inspiring to see folks that that work a full shift every day, and that that do so in an entirely volunteer operation. They have just decided that they're going to step up for us right now, and that is always personally inspiring to me to see those folks do that. And I think that's a great example for other Missourians.
Operator, we are ready for the next question.
And our next question will come from the side of Bob Pretty. Your line is open. Please go ahead.
Governor, what have you learned about when Missouri troops will no longer be needed over there as we pull our own American troops out? When is the last time that you think Missourians will have to be sent in or will be able to come home?
Well, I mean, we've been talking about a lot of missions that are Guard-specific. You know, some of the folks in the communication area, some of the folks in the medical area, and obviously the support folks in aviation. I think we're going to have a significant presence in this region. It's a very unstable region, and I think that our guardsmen, if you look at the last 10 years, you know, over 30% of the deployments that have come into theater have been guards and reserves. And so consequently, they have integrated themselves into our force in a way that I think as long as we have force over here, we're going to continue to have some portion of that guard. And if that's true, then you know the Missouri Guard is going to be right near the front.
Thank you, Governor. Or Operator, we are ready for the next question, please.
Absolutely. Our next question comes from the side of Andrew Denny. Your line is open. Please go ahead.
Hi, Governor. Would you be able to say whether or not you were traveling with any other U.S. governors?
I'll leave that to the guys back home. We have a delegation here. As the other members of that should be released, I'll let them make those decisions back there. You know, we're in a war zone here, you know, we appreciate the security that's provided us, but we also appreciate and understand this is a very dangerous area. So I'll leave that to the Department of Defense folks through our press guys. They'll get the protocol to whatever names and times can be released. I wouldn't want to do that myself at this juncture, though.
Operator, we're ready for the next question.
Absolutely. Our next question comes from the side of Bob Watson. Your line is open. Please go ahead.
Thank you, Governor. This is a follow-up to Chris's question. As you're over there, are you learning things that when you get back here and you start looking at budget issues for the next year, are you learning things on this trip that will inform what the state's budget looks like?
Well, absolutely. I mean, especially when it comes to things like Guard and the missions that they serve, which are not an insubstantial part of what we do. I mean, we're committed. We have dollars in our budget that deals directly with the Guard. We have training dollars in that budget at the state side. We've assisted in a lot of ways there. And quite frankly, being able to tailor that so that our training dollars and our support at the state level is spent in a way that's going to most specifically help our country lean forward is extremely important, and so we've picked up a lot when you look at what the missions are in the future, and I think that will allow us to efficiently and effectively use the taxpayer dollars we have on the Guard side to the greatest benefit, not only to the training of our guardsmen, but also men and women, but also to help our country.
Thank you, Operator. We are ready for the next question.
And our next question comes from the side of Garrett Bergquist. Your line is open. Please go ahead.
Governor, have you had any contact during this trip with Afghan tribal leaders?
No, I have not. You know, we've stayed focused on dealing with our folks here. This has been a pretty focused effort. Like I said, we started out in D.C., had a series of briefings there and meetings with Secretary of Defense as well as the National Guard Bureau, good solid briefing there. Our focus has been to interact with the generals that lead on our side here and their staffs, as well as in trying to get to as many places as possible to interact directly with Missourians where we are. But no, we have not gone outside the dealing with the folks. We've had an opportunity, obviously, to meet with folks from other countries, obviously, as part of a multinational force. But we have not, on this particular trip, I have in the past on other trips, but on this particular trip, have not interacted in that fashion.